Hey, good morning. So, if there was a, not if, let me just say it this way. At a Delaware Home Depot, there was a noose hanging at, you know where they sell the rope? It's rope on a spool in a, like an upper shelf. Someone took the rope, like the spool of rope. They took the thick rope and they tied a noose on the end of it. Okay. This was at a Delaware Home Depot, actually in North Wilmington. And a woman found it. Her name is Lisa Flowers, and the News Journal is reporting that this woman saw the noose when she was walking through the Home Depot, and she took a picture of it. She said, no, it's not okay, and she's outraged as she saw a noose tied at the end of this rope. They quote her. They say, I look over, and I'm in disbelief. This is not what I see. She couldn't believe it. Another Home Depot employee, a Home Depot employee said, well, you know, this is, we're not responsible for the noose, because she walked to the front of the store and asked the cashier to call for a manager. And they said, this doesn't happen in our store. This isn't one of us. Meaning, you know, the employees of the Home Depot did not do this. This woman seems to be saying, Lisa says, that Home Depot is responsible. Home Depot says, we're appalled and disturbed. We're investigating it, and we've called the police. The Delaware State Police. So, is it Home Depot's fault that there was a noose on the rope? 302-839-1059. We are live. Yes, it's Tuesday morning. It's a hot day, July 16th. You're listening to the radio. How responsible is Home Depot, or not responsible? All right. Lisa Flowers, shopping at a North Wilmington, Delaware Home Depot Friday. The noose was at the end of a spool of rope. I can see somebody doing that, you know. I don't know. They think it's funny or whatever, but, they're walking by and the rope is hanging down. It's like on the second shelf, you know, the rope. You pull it down and you buy it by the foot. So it's hanging there. I could see somebody doing that. Could have been anybody. Could have been anybody. Is it Home Depot's fault? Lisa Flowers, the woman whose post about this has gone viral now, has filed a complaint with Home Depot. She is calling them out. She's blaming them, and she says local and state governments. All right. Saying it's not okay. But look, Home Depot saying, look, we're appalled by this. And we called the police. The Delaware State Police, according to the News Journal anyway, are not commenting about the incident. Then they added this. I guess they searched this. They said that nooses have been found in other Home Depots in Pittsburgh, Portland, Oregon, and New Jersey. So I don't know what you think about that, but that's the deal. All right. Interesting story. So a noose found in a Delaware Home Depot. This woman, who happens to be an African-American woman, didn't want to see a noose hanging there. Shocking, disturbing to her. Is it Home Depot's fault? Would you say it's the store's fault because there was a noose hanging there? Because she's calling out the Home Depot, as I like to call them. All right. Next text. Has anyone checked to see if Jesse Smollett was in the Wilmington Home Depot? The last noose that was found was... Right. Right. He could be faking another hate crime. Could be anybody. Right. Here's my answer. I don't think it's... You can't hold the store responsible. If they knew about it and left it there, that's one thing. But if you brought it to their attention and they go, oh, that's not one of us, so we're really sorry, and untie it or something. It could have been just anybody walking down, you know, down the aisle, right? Because the rope is hanging there. They know how to tie a noose. I don't know. What do you think about this? Hi, good morning, Delaware 1059. Let's take some real live phone callers. Tuesday morning, July 16th, and you are live. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, my opinion on this is that it might be staged, because there's been all this stuff coming around about boycotting Home Depot because their founder, Bernie Marcus, is a Trump supporter.
That's right. So you're saying someone could stage it to make the store look racist?
I wouldn't think, if they find them everywhere, that it's not staged.
I gotcha. Maybe they ought to check the surveillance video to see if the woman herself tied the noose.
that could be.
Wouldn't that be insane?
Somebody could be doing it.
That would be insane. Well, I guess that's what our texter is saying. That's what happened with Jesse Smollett, apparently. As we all know and all remember. Look, thanks for your call. He's highly suspicious of it, right? Really highly suspect. Okay. 5:45. She took a picture of herself. Or she had, I guess she was shopping with someone, and she took a picture of the noose hanging, and then she took a picture of herself holding the noose up while she's on the cell phone, and as if to call the authorities or talking to somebody, and she's holding it up in the air. I guess you could have untied it too, right? I don't know. What's the normal reaction when you're walking through a Home Depot and there's a noose tied at the end of one of the ropes? Hello, Delaware 1059, live open exchange here, 839-1059. Hello.
Good morning, Dan. It's Grizzly.
Grizzly, is it Home Depot's fault that there was a noose there?
Remember the old saying, let calmer heads prevail. Yeah. Let's not rush to judgment. We know there's a lot of things that are going on.
Yes.
People have a lot of emotions that are running high. So let's just slow down. The reaction of the store was immediate. They didn't just blow it off as, oh, lady, don't worry about it. They took action.
Yeah.
And things will be followed up. So let's just be calm. It's going to be hot today. Let's just slow down and take a walk
amongst
the daisies.
Actually, that's good advice in the era of Facebook court and the rapid fire social media world in which we live. That is actually good advice. People, calm down a little bit. Let's get all the facts and let's just see what happens, right?
Yeah, let's just take our time, Dan. Thank you.
Yes. Next text says the liberal woman needs to find her safe space. Next text, maybe it was a Lowe's employee. Right. All right. Next text, I hear backbones are on sale at the outlets. All right. So some clown tied a noose on the end of a rope display. If a white person did it, it would be a hate crime. If a black man did it, nothing will be done. And Home Depot is forced to apologize for something they didn't do or had no control over. Next up, some Wilmington liberal Democrat will introduce a bill to have a hardware store rope displays regulated. When will people stop being offended and just live life, says the texter. Now, back to reality. The phone calls. Hello.
Hey, good morning, DG. How are you?
Good. Mac in Millsboro. You're walking through the Home Depot. The ropes are up above your head, and they're hanging down the ends of the ropes, and one of them has a noose tied on the end. Is it Home Depot's fault?
Well, you know, I think that they should wait and do a proper investigation. They should look at the video cameras that they have and find out exactly if they can determine If it was an employee or just a customer. And if it's a customer, I don't think that Home Depot should be held liable.
Yeah, they said, we're investigating it diligently and notified law enforcement. So they're doing what they can do. But she's still upset. She's still calling out Home Depot as if it's their fault. I don't know if that's really fair, is it?
No, it's not fair. It's not fair because you have to do, in situations like that, you have to do a proper investigation before any determination can be decided. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you just can't jump right away and say Home Depot is liable. I mean, that's not the way it works in the law enforcement.
Well, according to the News Journal, she's not only calling out Home Depot, but local and state governments. Says, we know better. It's our neighborhood. Well, I don't know. What can government do about it? I mean, if somebody wanted to tie a noose, they wanted to tie a noose. It's one of many knots that someone could tie. What is the deal?
Well, I think that's going a little too far. I think that's going a little too far as that's concerned. I mean, I think she's just overreacting.
Hmm.
I mean, it is a serious crime to hang a noose. We all know what that's all about. But in this day, this climate of Trump and whatever the case may be, you know, I think we should just keep cooler heads, let cooler heads prevail. And we should just do an investigation to find out exactly who was responsible for it.
It was not really a crime to tie a noose.
Well, what I'm saying is the implication of the noose.
Well, if you took a noose to intimidate someone and to go after someone like you were going to lynch them or something, of course that would be something different. But simply to tie a noose is not a crime, is it?
Well, it's an implication of a hate crime.
It could be an implication of suicide. Could be an implication of the death penalty. Who knows what it's an implication of?
Well, you know.
But you're right. It could be a racist implication, depending on the context. I would certainly agree.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
What up? Hey, what are you doing? It's going to be 94. Tomorrow's going to be near 100 degrees, dude. Did you know that? 100.
100 degrees. Listen, I'm going to find someplace cool. I'm going to find someplace cool to sit, and I'm just going to relax myself. I'm not going to get crazy about this heat. I'm not going to, you know, a heat stroke is one of the worst things you can have. A heat stroke? Oh, man.
I'm thinking about going out with Rob Sussman tomorrow, our afternoon host. We're thinking of going to Millsboro looking for people who are working outside and giving free water. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. Just for fun.
You're a true humanitarian,
yeah, man.
Dan.
We're going to do it. He doesn't know it. Rob Sussman doesn't know it yet, but I think we're going to go out for lunch tomorrow and hand out free water. That's what I think.
You're a good man.
Yeah. We'll let you know where tomorrow. Hey, thanks for the call, Mac. Mac, we're coming to Millsboro. Maybe I'll give you free cold water. And the whole deal. We'll get it on a cooler. And, we can do it today, but I think tomorrow's going to be hotter, so we'll do it tomorrow. Plus, I have to have Rob Sussman clear his schedule. Hey, good morning. It's Delaware 105.9 at 5:52. Hello.
Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
I want to know if she was so offended, why would you take your picture with it?
Hanging it up, holding it.
If I'm offended by something, why am I wouldn't be taking my picture with it.
I noticed that, too.
And how does she hold the store responsible?
Well, I don't know. She is. Listen, I thought the same thing the other day. There was someone who says they're an activist against child exploitation posted a picture of a child they thought was being exploited. Do you know what I mean? In other words, this child is being exploited, these people... But yet they're posting the picture of the child themselves. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? Are you looking for attention for yourself? Are you truly concerned about the issue? What is the deal?
Right. I mean, I'm to the point where I just want all this social media shut down. Because I just think it's causing more problems in society. I mean, whether it's the president, whether it's people looking for reasons to sue other people... Bullying, whatever it is, it's just causing total chaos.
So in other words, if the mere sight of the noose is so disturbing to you, okay, why are you going to share it with hundreds of other people if the view of it is so disturbing? That is a great, great point.
Exactly. You have a wonderful day, Dan.
554. Thurnack
about flood insurance and a complete review of your homeowner's insurance. Call today, 302-248-8500. And remember, don't text and drive.
Modern Talk Radio, The Dan Gaffney Show.
Hey, it's great to be here with you. Is the Home Depot, is the Delaware Home Depot responsible for the noose that was found tied at the end of one of their ropes for sale? Home Depot has a display of ropes on a spool, and you buy it by the foot. So what you do is you pull the rope down, and it hangs, it's above your head, let's say it's 7 feet up. You pull the rope down by the foot, then they cut it, and you can buy rope, different types of rope for various home projects. And a woman named Lisa Flowers, according to the News Journal, was in a Home Depot in Delaware, upstate. There's a Wilmington, North Wilmington Home Depot. She was in there, and she saw a noose tied at the end of one of the ropes. And she went and got a cashier, got the manager. She's upset, outraged, she's appalled. And is Home Depot responsible? Home Depot right away said, yeah, we're disturbed. We've called the police. We're investigating. She seems to be blaming Home Depot, though, according to the Delaware News Journal. So that's what we're talking about. Thanks for joining me. Good morning. You're on the air live.
Top of the line, Dan Gaffney. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Before his surgery, what is Home Depot's responsibility? Have about less than a minute here.
In a court of Judge Ivory, not guilty, not responsible. Anybody can walk through and do anything.
Yeah. They need to investigate, though. I think that's a good idea.
Yes, best as possible. But you've got a million people strolling through them places, man. You can't hold Home Depot responsible for what somebody would walk through there and do, Dan.
All the best in your procedure. Hope to hear you soon.
Good luck. Will, my friend. Have a good day.
Yeah. It's about 6 o'clock. The Big 6 at 6 coming up. We've got the 6 big things you need to know to start your day. Stick around.